What kind of things do you do with the church?
I am a minister of the gospel there. And so at this season, I am minister of justice. And that's a term that defined that the pastor had suggested for it, what I shared with him is my call to be out in the spaces and sharing the gospel as you go, but in ways of service, but also connecting resource, well, providing resource, but also connecting resource from the community to us. And so that's what my ministry is now. And so what that means is we made reference to the tornado. When the most recent tornado hit a few years ago and then COVID shut down, we began with providing gift cards to those who were impacted. In assessing our own congregation, thank God no one had lost their homes, but they were in a neighborhood that lost power for days upon days and weeks. And so that was one of the things that we said. And of course, by the time we were about ready to initiate that initiative, COVID shutdown hit. And so that still was a way that we could help people by providing these gift cards, because they could get food, offer food support, but at the same time they could get gas, because we decided on Kroger cards and even other things. And but by reason of this extended ministry, we were able to partner with the high school across the street, Pearl Cone High School, and Second Harvest, so that what started out as gift cards, we were able over a course of 9 months plus to distribute 800 boxes a week to the community in a drive-through. So that's that whole power of the collective, whereas we never would have been able to do that as a church. But because of the COVID time when everything was shut down and we had this weekly drive-through, so much of the community came to us, because this was the way you could see people. So WeGo came, and the unions came to help us, and one of the local restaurants were a part of an initiative to help support grassroots restaurants by giving them funds to provide community meals. So we were a space they could distribute the meals. Mm-hmm. So we were distributing hot meals, and the bread person, the person who developed, who delivered bread to the missions couldn't do that because they shut the missions down. But we could distribute them. So, I mean, it was just this wonderful place where folks came to minister to the community. And so, again, through our position of being able to be in relationship and being out there in our gospel outreach, we've been able to bless so many and still are able in different kinds of ways. You know, that need was different. The resources to give are different, but we still are just looking for how can we work with others and really meeting the needs of the people. And one of the key things that was our goal to assist people who are not in regular streams of support. There are a number of people who know how to work the system. They either are connected or they know how to make the calls and get what they want. But there are a whole lot of people who just say, well, the Lord will provide, we'll make it. And those are the people that we want to be in relationship with. It's always going to be somebody we know. So part of our encouragement to our members and community is stay in touch with your folks. We always say that, right? When it's hot or anything, back to weather. If it's hot, they always say, check on your seniors. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and we're talking about this weather event, so we can connect this to weather. That as a result of the impact of that weather event, which was so long-term, we said, let's check on your neighbors. But not only check on them, because what we know about our elder people are also Black people who just learn how to make do.
Well, like your grandmother, you never complain about heat.
You don't complain. And so people don't complain. And so this even this notion that people have of the poor, it's so wrong, because people don't want handouts, and also they are prepared to survive. But what's about helping people who don't have streams of support. We want to find those people that you're saying. And one of my examples I like to use all the time, a friend of mine, I was checking on her. She's, you know, about my age. And so she was actually impacted. I think the tree fell in the front of her house, or maybe partially on it, but she was able to still be in it. And her her power was off for weeks. And she had raised her granddaughter. Her granddaughter said, "Look, I'm getting out of here." And went to stay with somebody. But my friend said, "Oh, no, I'm fine. We're making it." And so what we had to do was just make sure that she got some regular food cards, because, yeah, she was making it, but she didn't need to be making it like she was going to make it. And so that's what I mean, people not in the other streams of support. Now, this particular lady could be resourceful to make calls, but again, her mindset was she probably would let other people go on and get the help because she's making it. So that's what I mean, people who either don't have a knowledge or how to connect to resources, and that's a lot of people, or people who even have a mindset, no, I don't need anything, just, you know, I can make do with what I have, to just offer support to people. And what that means is you're giving to them by reason of initiative that they didn't ask for, and because there is a real need, and also by reason of relationship. It's not handout. You know, it's love. Mm-hmm. So